Joining us for a paid political interview is Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns discussing his candidacy for District 42, Nebraska State Senate. Commissioner Bruns, welcome back to the studio.
Hey, good morning, Tristan.
Commissioner Bruns, we've been talking a little bit about your candidacy and your campaign for District 42, Nebraska State Senate. I think a lot of folks already know you, know your background. They've certainly heard us talk about it a little bit.
Yep.
So I'd like to dive further into the conversation and talk about what you'd like to accomplish as our District 42 senator if our fellow constituents elect you this coming Tuesday.
Yeah, no. So I want to amplify a lot of the successes that I've been working to accomplish here locally for the entire district. Serving on the county board, we've been able to control spending. I think that's a must. We have been able to reduce our property tax asking and our property tax rate every year that I've been on the board. We've done things to fight for our individual liberties. We've made Lincoln County a Second Amendment sanctuary county. We were one of the first in the country to come against Biden's radical 30 by 30 land grab initiative. Those are the types of things that I want to amplify in the state legislature. What I'm really excited about is the economic development and growing our community, not just in North Platte, but regionally. Things that I've been doing here locally, I've been with Sustainable Beef from Wire to Wire. It's a catalyst project that I think is a huge win for our entire region.
Kind of ironic that we have you and Councilman Reeker in here back-to-back, too, because you both serve as the elected officials on the Chamber Board of Directors. Councilman Reeker as the liaison for City Council, and you as the liaison for County Commission.
Exactly. I'm glad to serve with Councilman Reeker on that board. I also serve on the Economic Development Committee for the area. So when you take a look at Sustainable Beef and the jobs that are going to be created there, and what's really exciting is the ancillary businesses that haven't been announced yet, and the thousands of jobs that are going to come. When you look at the work that I've been doing from the very beginning with Senator Groney all the way through till now on working to get the industrial rail park established, and the project that I'm spearheading with the creation of an inland port authority, I mean, we're projecting. Here's the exciting thing: we were projecting 2,000 direct jobs just with the industrial rail park. We have a player that's coming in, and I can't speak to it, but I know that they would take the lion's share of those projected jobs right off the bat.
Wow.
So this has the potential to really transform in a positive way all of West Central Nebraska. And I want to amplify that in the state legislature. The reasons why I'm running, I want my kids to want to stay here, and or if they go away for their education, for them to come back like
sure.
I did.
Sure.
But we can't do that unless there's opportunity for them.
There has to be something
there
here for our kids to come back to.
We have to have a draw. And ideally, you know, our children aren't leaving, because we've had brain drain from Western Nebraska for far too long. It's time to reverse that. So those are the reasons why I'm running. I want to grow our communities throughout West Central Nebraska. I want to amplify the successes that we've been experiencing as of late. You know, you look at what's happened over the last several decades with people that have been involved in our community and charged with directing economic growth, and what have we gotten for it? We've had a stagnated economy. We've had jobs lost, businesses closing and leaving, and in the past couple years, that paradigm has changed with, you know, a new slew of people being involved in local government at the city level, at the county level. I'm pleased to be able to have a part in all of that. And I think that if we want to continue this momentum, if we want to continue to grow our communities, that I need to be serving in the legislature, because I can have a greater impact in Lincoln for our entire region than I am having here locally. So if we want to do that, you know, we need to have proper incentives put in place. We need to utilize them where they're appropriate. We need to shrink government, reduce its impact on the everyday lives of Nebraskans, reduce its burdensome regulations that it has on getting new businesses up and going. We need to get our tax policy correct, because we're not competitive. If we want to grow, that has to be done. That's a priority, and that's a priority for me. You know, the legislature passed some great things this last year. The educational tax credits are significant, but they don't do anything to lower a person's monthly housing payment. That's wrong. We're literally taxing people out of their homes, particularly our elderly, those that are on fixed incomes. When you look at our number one industry, we're taxing them into becoming unsustainable. And you hear all too often, including from my opponent, that property taxes are a local issue. Well, that's the same argument that's been said for decades. That's punting, that's kicking the can down the road, and that's what's led to the problems that we're experiencing today with our property tax burden. So I want to get in there. I want to make our state more competitive, not only regionally, but nationwide. I think that we can absolutely get it done. And more importantly, I want to fight for the everyday, hardworking individual that's just trying to survive and provide for their families. I want to fight against the government overreach. I want to, and my record, you know, serving in the Marine Corps and actually fighting for our individual freedoms, I think proves that I'm the best candidate to do this. And I think that that is ultimately from the everyday individual that I'm hearing from every day, the thousands of people that I've talked to. I've knocked on over 8,000 doors in this general election cycle, over 5,000 doors in the primary. I am hearing from people about what they want in their representative. And these are the things that I'm hearing. And I truly believe that I'm the best person to be able to get it done for this district. And what's really exciting is we have great momentum here locally. I think I can amplify that in the state legislature by being a good partner where government, where the state legislature can be a good partner. Mm-hmm. But the crop of people that have expressed interest in taking my seat is really exciting. I've had half a dozen people reach out to me expressing interest that I had full faith and confidence that could continue the momentum moving forward.
On the county board.
On the county board. And it's really exciting.
Now, while you bring that up, Commissioner Bruns, let's talk about that in a little bit more detail, too. For folks that are, seeing you on the ballot box this coming Tuesday, tell us if they vote for you and if you're elected by our friends here throughout the 42nd Legislative District, what would happen to your seat on the county board?
Yeah, so I would serve out, immediately I'm going to get to work for the district. There's a lot of things that are going on right now. This is a busy time of the year for legislators, getting staff ready, getting bills prepared. That way, right when the session starts, you can drop those bills. So I'm already working on things in that regard.
As is our District 42 office down at the Capitol.
Absolutely. And I have good relationships with the staff down there. And I think that, on day one, I'll be able to get things done for this district.
They're good staff members.
Regarding my seat on the county board, there's a few things that I want to wrap up and put a bow on to make an easy transition for whoever, one of those individuals that have expressed interest and whoever else that may be interested in applying for that seat, that they have an easy transition. And I want to make sure that, my colleagues on the board, that they're set up for success moving forward. So I would vacate that seat. I'd resign from that probably toward the end of the year.
Okay. Before the legislative session.
Before the legislative session, because you can't serve in both seats.
Sure.
Why
would you want to?
Exactly. and allow them to start the process of finding a replacement. It goes to a three-person selection committee by state statute. That's the county clerk, the county treasurer, and the county attorney. They do the public interviews, just like they have already when Commissioner Henry resigned. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, they chose Commissioner Wooler, who's doing a fantastic job.
She is such a great person.
Yes, she is. She brings a great energy.
And we were blessed with, three candidates, I think, that would have been all capable and good candidates to interview for.
Absolutely. That's the exciting thing about, the propensity and my hope that people elect me is there's some really good candidates that are seeking my seat should this play out the way I hope. So
awesome. So that interview would be conducted. Our county treasurer, is it clerk? an attorney.
Correct.
Would appoint that individual, and then that individual could run for the seat full term next election.
Exactly.
And as could anybody else within that geographical boundary.
Exactly.
So, Commissioner Bruns, if folks will learn more about your candidacy for District 42, Nebraska State Senate, how can they do so?
Yeah, so I encourage people to go to my website, chrisbruns.com, chrisbruns.com. There's a lot of really great information there. You can find me on Facebook, at Vote Bruns. It takes you to my Chris Bruns for Legislature page. A lot of really good information that I've put over the past 16 months on that page. But the best way is for people to just reach out to me directly. I want to have that conversation. I want to answer your questions, address your concerns. I want to earn your vote. And so I freely give out my cell phone. That number is 308-660-6049. Please give me a call. Shoot me a text. Like I said, I want to earn your vote because I believe that I am truly the best person, the best candidate in this race to represent the everyday, hardworking individuals of this district. That's the vast majority of this district, and I'm one of them. And you will be at the forefront of every decision that I make. So please give me a call.
Me directly or? Oh. Everybody in the district. Okay.
Everybody in the district. Okay.
You said me, so I thought that was just for me, Commissioner. But Commissioner Bruns, before we wrap up here too, this just came to my mind as well. You and your opponent, Senator Jacobson, are very much involved throughout the 42nd Legislative District in a number of things. So if you're elected, obviously you will resign from the county commission seat, but do you plan to remain active in some of the other things that you're involved in?
Of course I plan on remaining active. The best way to represent the district is to be involved, right? You have to have a good thumb on the pulse of the people that you're representing. You have to be engaged. You have to be accessible. You have to be open to their communication. But being involved and active and working in concert with all the great community partners that are here is how we're going to grow our communities. And so that's not just North Platte, but that's, you know, that's Stapleton and all of Logan County. It's Tryon and all of McPherson County, Thedford and all of Thomas County, and Mullen and all of Hooker County, and then our partners down in Perkins County as well. So I'm involved already. I look forward to continuing that and making sure that, you know, a high tide raises all ships, that we're able to grow and thrive and make our communities here are places where our kids want to stay and raise their families.
And quickly here, because we do have to wrap up, but does that include continuing what Senator Jacobson has done with the weekly call-in during the legislative session to the chamber?
Absolutely. Awesome. I mean, that's a great way for me to make sure that, you know, I'm being transparent to my constituents, make sure that they're being informed on what's going on, to help them be engaged in the process. I would continue, you know, the weekly briefings that are provided to the chamber members as well. And I would actually seek additional ways to make sure that the constituents here know what's going on and the hard work that I'm doing for them in the legislature.
Commissioner Bruns, appreciate the time, and I think we'll see you again tomorrow morning, right?
I'm looking forward to it, Tristan.
Look forward to it. Until then, have a great day.
Yes, everybody out there, be blessed.